Episode 4. Between cheapness and precaritisation, the status of labour in the EU peripheries. This podcast is a continuation of podcasts based on the comparative study of 100 Shades of the European Union by Giuseppe Celli, Valentina Petrovic and Veronika Sushova-Saminyan, supported by the Transform Europe Network and the Rosa Luxemburg Foundation. Today's episode is devoted to a comparative study of the 100 Shades of the EU, which looks at the political economy of the two peripheries of today's European Union, i.e. Southern Europe and Central Eastern Europe. It discusses the topic of labour, trade unions and wages in the context of the two peripheries. In the last episode, we looked at economic models developed in the context of EU membership in the southern and eastern peripheries. Today, we will talk about the status of labour, wages and trade unions, which are closely related to the topic of economic models. We will start in the east. Central Eastern Europe saw dramatic labour market changes during the 1990s, linked to the economic transformation of the whole region. The structure of employment changed and changed substantially. All the countries in the region have seen growth in the service sector over the last three decades, which has become dominant in structure and value added. In most cases, there has been a relatively substantial decline in employment in agriculture, even in countries with traditionally strong agricultural sectors such as Poland, Lithuania and Romania. While countries on the eastern periphery of the EU have maintained relatively high levels of employment in industry and construction in recent years, the deindustrialised process has affected them too, albeit more gradually, as a result of the economic model chosen, combining elements of cheap labour as a comparative advantage and foreign direct investment in manufacturing. Unemployment was also part of the transformation. For example, the transformation brought relatively high unemployment in Poland, Slovakia, Lithuania, Bulgaria, and Croatia. In some cases, unemployment was as high as 20%. The global financial crisis then brought a return to high employment in some countries, particularly in the Baltic states, Hungary, Croatia, and Bulgaria. The financial crisis has also caused relatively high unemployment among young people, which is otherwise mainly a southern problem, for example in the Baltic states, Slovakia, partly in Hungary and significantly in Croatia and Bulgaria. In general, the countries of Central and Eastern Europe had higher youth employment rates than the EU average during the crisis. The situation in Southern Europe corresponds to the dominant economic model here, based on deindustrialisation and financialisation. The employment structure in all southern periphery countries is skewed towards the tertiary sector, i.e. services. Since the 1980s, there has been rapid deindustrialisation, a decline in agriculture employment, and an expansion of services which are dominant in all six southern periphery countries. The structure of value added from the various sectors corresponds to this. The south of European member states has had higher unemployment figures than the eastern wing over the last 30 years. In some cases, they have been above average in the EU context, but the global financial crisis has dramatically increased unemployment. After 2009, we are seeing high unemployment rates of up to 25% in the case of Greece and Spain, around 15% in the case of Portugal and Cyprus, and more than 10% in the case of Italy. Youth employment has become dramatic in the south in the context of the global financial crisis, reaching more than 50% in Greece and Spain, and around 40% in Portugal, Italy and Cyprus. What is the situation of organised labour, i.e. trade unions, in the case of the two peripheral regions? In general, both peripheries are composite parts of a more global story of the weakening of the role of trade unions and the strengthening of the power of capital. In the case of Central and Eastern Europe, this process has occurred in the context of a transition that has redefined the role of trade unions and weakened their position overall. In the words of one expert on the subject, the role of trade unions and tripartite in the Eastern periphery can be defined as follows. Tripartite becomes a disposable political safety valve that was excluded when the government felt it had enough power to do without it, and returned to it when it was deemed convenient. Trade union membership declined dramatically after 1990, with trade union density, the proportion of union members and non-members in the economy, reaching as low as 10% in some countries such as Estonia, Lithuania and Hungary. A higher ratio can be found in Croatia and Slovenia. A similar process of weakening of organised labour, albeit in a different context, can be observed in the southern flank, where union density is now between 15% and 35%. These figures must be read in the context of both economic models. The economic model in the eastern periphery has long relied on foreign direct investment from transnational corporations in the production-export platform of the local economies or the service sectors. Cheap labour has become a comparative advantage, i.e. keeping wage levels at a lower level compared to more Western countries, in some cases up to 50% lower on average wages compared to Germany or the Netherlands. The average annual yearly wage in Czech in 2019 was 44% lower than the German average and 53% lower than the Dutch average. Estonia's annual average wage was 54% lower than Sweden's and 50% lower than Finland's. Finland and Sweden, in the case of Estonia and Germany and the Netherlands, in the case of the Czech Republic, are among the most important countries of origin of foreign investment in both countries. For corporations, however, wages are one of the costs, and the conscious choice for low wages, i.e. wage devaluation, has been an integral part of the post-communist transition. Cheap labour is thus part of an unequal exchange and is one of the main factors of dependency in these countries. In the southern flank, we are experiencing an increase in precarious work as a result of tertialisation and financialisation, while wages are at a relatively higher level than in the east. Precarious conditions of work, i.e. fixed term or part-time contracts or informal elements, payment in the form of envelopes, are expanding. This is a consequence of the flexibilisation of the labour market brought about by the reliance on the tertiary sector and, for example, on tourist services, which offer chronically precarious types of employment. High unemployment and labour demand and the labour market reforms that countries such as Spain, Portugal and Greece had to carry out in the context of European aid packages during the global financial crisis. In the next part, we will look at some of the issues related to the political positions of the two peripheries of the EU.